This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. On the Genesis Communication Network, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way you win. Seriously. And Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join us here in a few minutes. And always appreciate, again, her time with me. There's a lot going on. I mean, there is a lot more to what's going on out there, other than, you know, dem evil. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't just run around calling them evil. What you really got to do is, it's our young people that really don't understand what their rights and responsibilities are. And when you say the parents are allowed to, you know, to decide, or the kids will decide, well, what are they deciding based on what? What information do they have? Right? I mean, for them to hate America so much, how are they getting that? What are they getting? Do you know what I'm saying? It isn't that hard. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God. Somebody said, I just want to do this story because I think it's giggly, if you would. Apparently a trans-Muslim woman demands her ex-lover, his ex-lover, whatever, return amputated testicles from his refrigerator. Let that sink in for a minute. A Michigan trans-Muslim woman is suing her former boyfriend to retrieve her family jewels that are sitting in his refrigerator. Brianna Kingsley says William Wojciechowski is holding her testicles and won't let them go. She wants them back. You know, again, how do you... I'm not even... The defendant retains possession of my surgically removed, extracted, whatever, family jewels. I don't know any other way to say it. Sorry, that's about all I got. And they're in a mason jar kept in the fridge next to the eggs. I want immediate return of my human remains. Who gets them back? Can you imagine? And when you're done with them, can you put them in a mason jar and send them back over to me? Because they may want to put them on a plaque on the wall in a jar. I don't even know what to do with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. He wants damages of $6,500. You know, for everything that was done. I find this stuff amazing. Just hilarious. Anyway. Come on, that was funny. Weird, but funny. Newt Gingrich said that he was told that somebody from D.C. called Fannie Willis on Friday and demanded that she indict Trump on Monday to cover up Weiss's screw-up. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich told Charlie Kirk that a reliable source, and he's been there for a long time, told him that Fulton County D.A. Fannie Willis got a phone call from D.C. on Friday demanding she indict Trump on Monday. Now, she's known as a Marxist. She's known for what she is. Fannie Weiss hit President Trump and 18 others with the RICO conspiracy charges. What a joke that is. She got the grand jury to return the 41-count indictment. People, it's still, like I say, it's not that hard to get a grand jury indictment. The grand jury was supposed to meet to listen to the witnesses' testimony on Tuesday. However, 10 witnesses testified on Monday, and the grand jury returned the 41-count indictment. No witnesses for the defense, or no witnesses in defense of. The entire process has been abused. The Fulton County clerk posted Trump's charges online. See, they were already, you've seen this happen over and over and over again. There is a, some people say it's a two-tiered justice system. It's not two-tiered, right? We have no justice system. We don't have one. You've got the Democrat mafia running the government right now. That's all it is. Because the reality is, again, if the law was equally applied, if, as Nancy Pelosi says, no one is above the law, we wouldn't even be having these conversations. Now, Newt Gingrich said that he was told, the person who called Fannie Willis, demanded she bring the grand jurors in on Monday afternoon and indict Trump later on that evening. He went on to say that somebody from Washington, from the district attorney's office, from Atlanta, said that you have to indict on Monday. We have to cover up the mistakes just made with Weiss. She said, my jurors aren't coming back until Tuesday. So there was I am so glad that the dam is cracking, that the information dam is cracking, that the whistleblowers, people who truly love this country more than they love their party, are actually starting to open their mouths. This person who heard the whole conversation went on to say that they're not, Fannie said the people would be back before noon. This means it's going to be 8, 9, or 10 o'clock at night. The person on the other end of the line said, I don't care, get it done. Totally, but I believe this stuff. I believe it happens because I've seen it happen. Even in the little local area of Los Angeles, where calls are made, people are kind of forced to do things. And I don't believe anybody's forced to do things. I always hear people say, well, you know, Joe, they would have lost their jobs, they would have this, they would have that. Yeah, okay. Founding fathers lost their lives, some of them. They lost their families, they lost their businesses. You're not willing to lose your job over preserving this, preserving the republic? I find that wrong. Big time.
User, and you have Medicare. Staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. And as I always tell you, you know, I love to bring on people that are the experts in certain areas. And, you know, you guys, I always say this, and I mean it sincerely. Just because someone has a mic, just because someone is on the radio, doesn't make them an expert in anything. All right? And you got some of these guys out there telling you, you know, what's real, what isn't real, what is solid, what is a mental illness, what isn't. I've got no degrees, and I'm not going to pretend, but you all know Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me pretty much every week to discuss some of the disgusting things that are going on out there and what they're doing to your kids and truly how you can fight back, how you can push back. Dr. B, always fun to have you with me.
It's so good to be here. Every week, on with you. It's,
you too,
right? Should not listen. Yes. No, I was just thinking about this today. You know, I popped through, I told you that years ago we turned off the radio, we turned off the, except for you, of course, and a few other people, but turned off, you know, even, I mean, Fox News, you know, we turned off all the news because it was bringing our anxiety upon our kids, like truly, because they're passionate about this country, they're passionate about God, they're passionate about just why we're here on this planet. And I think people lose sight of that. So we had to turn it all off, because of the nonsense. And then my, I hate to say her name, Alexa, a whisper. My Alexa is, yeah, see, she's like ding. She, you know, says, hey, you know, I'll say, what's up my notification? I'm thinking I got a, you know, package or something, or I don't know that it's going to be another day of 125 degrees outside. But now she does, oh, Fox News story, you know, Trump, da 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 da. And the next day, Trump, da 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 da. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it? And I'm like, no. It is in our homes. It's infiltrating, you know, our families. And it's just seeing the insanity of what is going on just alone with this Trump indictment thing. Where they're basically under mob rule, you know, they're charging him with mob laws that they had to go find from like the 1900s.
Mafia laws, yeah.
It's just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what am I? I'm like walking around like in a fog, like people are just going to work and coming home and going shopping. And I'm like, what? Where's the revolt? Honestly, at this point, but I'm even afraid to say that because they are calling my friends. My friends are texting me that were there on January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
And they're calling to get this, to make deals with them that they will not be on probation anymore. They won't have a record. They won't have to do jail time if they testify against the president. And I'm just like, what? These people just went. They just went to listen to Donald Trump and to meet with other people and to have a nice time. Of course, I didn't go. I had tickets, plane tickets, and I canceled because I just felt like this was a setup, which it was.
Yeah.
But just things like that where I'm like, my good conservative friends are now being called in by these attorneys to testify against something. It didn't happen. But point being, why are the crazies running the insane asylum? It is, and I can say that as a psychologist. I am blown away. I'm truly blown away. And then
you and me both. I mean, look at this stuff. You know, for me, I could have been there that day. Could not because I necessarily had tickets, but you know, when you're talking about this stuff, we have CPAC that's there in February. We used to be there in February. And if you know, when it comes to the inauguration, if it was later, I mean, if that whole event was later in the month, I probably would have gone early, just so I could have been there to cover that, right?
Right.
And I'd be 100%. Fighting that right now. No, thank you. So I fight enough stuff. I don't need to fight this stuff too.
No, and I know. I mean, I can say this now because we sold our company, but my husband's company, we were approached by DA and by other agencies that I'm not going to say literally because I fear for what they do, but governmental agencies, no joke, people, to use our software to track people to find out who was there so they could go after everybody that even showed up to track their cell phone data. And when they called my husband, you know, or his company to do this, and they, of course, our employees went, you know, hey, Mike, you got to be on this. And I go, what up? And he's like, oh, my goodness, you know, do we do this? Do we not? And I'm like, no. You know, once we found out what it was for. Like, they worked hard to track people down and destroy their lives.
Oh,
and just because they showed up.
Yep.
It blows my mind. That, and then, you know, I'm reading all of this. Now that school's back in session, we're back with all this ridiculous,
ridiculousness?
Child abuse.
Yes.
Yes, yes. But it's child abuse. I mean, it is child abuse what these educators are doing and how they are not all of them, but a good portion in public schools, especially in our blue states, are undermining the board, they're undermining the parents, they're undermining the laws, and they are telling our children things that are terrible. They are encouraging them to really think about the fact that they probably don't want to be the gender they are, or they, you know, want to experiment this way. I mean, they are doing this. And I'm like, you are a math teacher. Why are you even talking about this?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't know. And you see it being on the school board.
I see it, and I see the pain in the parents' faces.
Yes.
I was approached by a pro, transgender parent just the other day, and it was quite interesting.
The pro child abuser is what I call them.
Yeah, and I was there to, I don't want to give away too much, but I was there to support a group at the school that had won an award, and these awards, you know, were being given an award by a congressman. So long and short of it was, I was there, and that person basically said to me, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm here to support the group." And she said, "Well, no, you don't. No, you aren't. There's kids here that are transgender, that are gay, that are lesbian. You don't support those groups." I said, "No, no, but I do support a group of musicians, which is what these kids are, that work hard to be the best they could be, and they won the ability to go to D.C. So, sorry, you're wrong." We got more into it, but it's just interesting how they see these things. We are the enemy. We are the killers.
Yeah.
Kids. Gotta go for a break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Dr. B will still be here when we return.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is hosting a summit with leaders from South Korea and Japan at Camp David Friday. Defense Department spokesman Pat Ryder called the meeting historic.
The deliverables that you'll see coming out of that will take that relationship to a new level.
He said it will help cement greater cooperation between the three countries in the Indo-Pacific amid growing concerns over North Korea and China. The gathering will mark the first time Biden is hosting foreign leaders at the Camp David retreat. A new report claims White House advisors and aides rarely discuss Hunter Biden's mounting legal troubles with the president. CNN reports Hunter Biden is not a topic of discussion in front of President Biden, even in discussions about about his 2024 campaign. A special counsel was recently appointed in Hunter's criminal tax case after the president's son plea agreement with the Justice Department fell apart. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I bring on people, as you know. I mean, I say it all the time. I know it's kind of old, but hey, I bring on people that are experts in the area. Because, you know, again, don't listen to the guy with the mic just because he has a mic. You want to listen to the people they bring on as long as they're experts. Yeah, I love these people who come at me out there and about, why don't you believe in this and why don't you believe in that and don't you know this? And I go, wait a minute, you got a PhD in this area? Do you have a doctorate? Do you know what you're talking about? I bring on people that know what they're talking about. And that's how I learn. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always love having her on. Her wisdom on what's going on. And listen, I hear you might be in trouble out there in Texas because the energy provider is having a problem with the grid because there's no wind.
Yeah, it is hot and dry and still and yuck. It is. I'm so impressed with how hell has found Texas. It was a 110 today and not a stitch of wind. Just yuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's, working the grid right now.
It's all those bodies coming over the border north. They're bringing all that heat with them. And maybe we need to send them a little further south. I don't know.
Maybe that's a stretch, but okay.
Yeah, sure. There you go. Tell them I said so.
I will let them know next time I'm down there.
So school is back. We're already having moments. We had a school district who actually in the forms that were given out to some kids, not all, but some kids, one of the questions on the form will send you into a tizzy. But basically what it said was, questions were like, what's your pronouns? What do you want to be called? What gender do you prefer to be referred to as? Yada, 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 that kind of thing. And the very last question was, if you want to discuss, this is from a teacher now, if you want to discuss anything on this list privately, let me know. So the teacher is suggesting that if you're having a problem with this way of thinking or what have you, or you're trying to work through this, come see me privately, and we'll work it through. That's a problem.
Right. And parents, yes, and parents need to train their children to never, ever, ever talk privately with a anybody, unless it's a Christian counselor. I mean, it's the funniest thing is, you know, we're called biased, right, as a Christian counselor. And we're actually the non-biased ones. We actually can listen and look at your heart and understand it, also getting the psychological side. It is the other side that are so ridiculously Christophobic, biased, and dangerous. And pro-child abuse. I mean, truly that's what it is. And shame on teachers or professionals or even counselors in schools, or even doctors that are like, you know, very much they're stripping the rights of our children one by one. And those things can be used against you, parents. Just so you know, Obama passed laws, Biden has passed laws, and he totally took out everything Trump had placed to give our rights back. He immediately erased all of that. But I want you to know, parents, what can happen is if a child tells somebody like this, a professional or a teacher, and it comes out, you have the least amount of rights right now because everyone's just been asleep. I don't know. I don't know if you just didn't believe things would happen, that I get to a point where a lot of people, parents, are so good and so good natured and have such good hearts that they don't understand how evil people can be. But you need to understand this is a pure spiritual battle for our children. It's what it's been going on for years. Biblical times, they had this battle, and here we are now right in front of our faces. But if your child tells somebody in private like that or confidentially, and they present it to you and you don't do anything about it, they can, in some states, take your child. They absolutely can take your child, yes. Yep. And if not, they can take you to court in many other states to make you seem and sound like you're an incompetent parent. And being in the mental health field for 30 years, I have seen this happen. I understand it can happen. A close friend of mine, it almost happened to in California because she would not do A, B, or C with her child because she knew better. She knew in her heart, her mom heart, that instinct, what God gives us, that it wasn't the right thing to do, and they ended up moving out of the state. But they were at risk of having their child taken away as a small child. So it can happen. But it is the fact that educators at schools want to get involved in promoting these lifestyles. What? Who are you people? I don't get it. And then last year, we can't forget, this is to my counselors and psychological professionals, gender dysphoria is exactly what we're describing when we talk about your sex assigned at birth, that you have a conflict with that versus who you are. Gender dysphoria, it is a mental disorder. Why are we encouraging kids to have a mental disorder? I don't, again, as you can tell, I'm kind of fired up because I'm just so sick of reading these stories. Hollywood is now encouraging you to raise babies instead of babies so they can decide later in life, babies.
Yep.
I'm like, stop. Just stop.
It's coming at you at a million miles an hour. It's coming, you know, the old joke that you're trying to drink out of a fire hose, right? And they know what they're doing. They know you can't keep up with it all. They know that we have a tendency to try to fight every little fire, and we shouldn't. I've been saying it on the show for years. Find that thing that you're willing to fight for, that you're willing to step out on, and that's the thing you stay with, and that's the thing you make miserable, because they are not long-lasting when you're on them. They are long-lasting when they have no opposition.
Correct.
Right? So I keep saying, you'd be like the chihuahua nipping at their heels, not stopping, not giving up. Stay with it because it makes a big difference. I think it does anyway.
It does. And we had some rallies here, Trump rallies and some get-togethers organizations, you know, for, you know, Republican Conservative Party. And LGBT people, you know, they always show up and show up and show up. You know, they're protesters. I don't know why. They just feel like, I don't know what sex has to do with, you know, how you identify has to do with having a political rally. I don't get that. But anyways, they show up. And it's been dwindling because the money is dwindling in Texas for the LGBT movement. They're not getting their money. People are sick of it. They're sick of hearing about it. They're, you know, whether you're LGBT or not, the last few years, well, many years, it was just a movement that, oh, yes, I believe in equality and equity. And I don't even know what that means, but yes, go, go, go. And now people are just like over it because they're realizing it. These people want extra rights. They don't just want their rights. They want extra and extra and extra. So it's funny that all of these little protests, they end up going home because the money's not there. The protesters aren't there anymore. There's nobody to fund them. So you, to what you say, keep fighting back. Keep nipping at their heels. And people are finally doing it. I don't like to say it's too late, but boy, y'all that have been in the, you know, closet or whatever you're doing. You've waited as long as you can wait. Time to come on out, quit being closet Christians, and let's.
I like
let's
that.
Fight yeah, for our luck. Kids. I know.
You and I have been but talking about this for years. You've been on the show for years. We've been talking about this for years. It's like, stop this garbage where you're actually saying, you know, that God's will is always done, because I don't believe that God's will is always done, and I think I can prove that biblically over and over again. God does not want your son or daughter transitioning to be your son or daughter. You know, I'm right. not buying that no. for a second. And if you let it happen, you really believe it. So stop. Stop giving
it
to the world.
What an insult. It's the biggest insult to God. And I see people who claim they're Christians, you know, oh, I'm just, my child is, you know, and she's always in transit. And I'm like, what an insult. What an insult. Basically, you're standing in front of that cross with Jesus hanging on it and just shooting him with darts and arrows and just mocking him.
You're nicer than I am, because I say it's like climbing up the cross and spitting in his face. Why is he doing
it? Sure.
All right, hey, we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Hold that thought. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Dr. B when we return.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. And I know I say this all the time. I'm not trying to be repetitious by any, you know, stretch of the imagination. But honestly, seriously, you're not doing it. I can tell by the questions you're asking, right? So you really got to get informed. And once you, I'm telling you, you feel so good. Pick a topic. Learn as much as you can about it. And then when you get in these conversations with people, it's great. Because what ends up happening is, I saw it happen yesterday. I've seen it happen a million times. And I get to sit there and watch people shut down. They don't know what to do because you've given them real information. You know, one of the ones I love to ask real quick is when I have somebody who's all stuck on this transgender stuff. And I always say this, all right, so if your daughter transitions from female to male, will she now not suffer any of the diseases that females normally suffer from later on in life? Because a true transition would move everything through, wouldn't it? You're now totally a man, suffering from the same things we do. But that's not true. It doesn't have, and it shuts them down. They don't know what to do. All right, well, let me bring in somebody who does. And she's going to join me in this area. I can't think of a better theme song for like a segment like this, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you. Well, you hear all these stories, you know, I'm so sick of talking about these gender thing, but man, it is, there's such a wave of it that it is growing, I think, faster than the LGBT movement. And what you have to do is really look throughout history, look at history. That will tell you right now, you know, right there, how natural this is, okay? It's not. Because then we would have seen these issues pop up in huge amounts, right? We would see so many humans. We would see it in the animal world. You know, that's just where we would see it if you want to follow the science. It kills me. And, you know, my son always says it's such a fad. And he goes, it's a terrible fad. But it's true. You look at Hollywood, they're the weakest human beings on this planet. Why do we look at them when we've got these Taylor Swift, whatever you call them, Swifties fans? It's like, come on. She has got to be one of the most shallow people on the planet. Yes, enjoy your music, fine. I don't get it. It's all about this person and that and me, and I'm important. But that's on you. And I don't judge people for listening, you know, to Taylor Swift. But good gosh, we've got these Hollywood people who worship themselves. They worship each other. And then they get on us when we vote a certain way. Oh, you just worship, you know, Trump is your God or DeSantis. It's just the doublespeak kills me. But then we've got Scientific American, go back to the science, that's sitting here telling us that this new study and, you know, article that laws that ban gender-affirming treatment ignore the wealth of research, and I quote, demonstrating its benefits for trans people's health. So I'll say that again. Laws that ban gender-affirming treatment ignore the wealth of research that says you should be trans if we need to encourage our kids in this way. And they're now saying it's about justice for our children. And reading story after story about people and then who they are using, Scientific American, who they're talking about as far as their examples of trying to prove their point here are these unhappy, depressed people. And I hear it all the time. Unhappy, I'm depressed, and now I'm happy. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're happy for a second because there's a fad that you went from a man to a woman, and the fandom, right? You can go find these people are like, good job. Awesome. You know, and that's a temporary high. And people need to understand, I've seen these people in practice. They are wrecks inside. They are a wreck when they come in and talk to me confidentially. And then they go back out there and, yay, I'm happy and good job. And the parents are like, yay, they're happy. And I'm like, they're not. The answer is not to completely change who you are. And that is the lie that people need to understand that the enemy is telling you. You're not happy the way you are. Well, it's because you're missing the light. You're missing your creator within you. You're not missing a body part. And it's just the greatest lie. I mean, I'm beyond impressed with the enemy and how he is really manipulating people and how easily they're falling for it.
Yeah, but your industry, too, is somewhat at fault for this. I mean, you and I have talked about this. I'm not even licensed. I've talked to a bunch of women about, you know, when you're a teenager, when you're young, when you're, you know, 12, 13, which, and they all, not one of them has said anything different in the realm of, look, I hated my body. It didn't feel right in my body. I had things going on with my body that I didn't think was right, and the whole nine yards. And yet I hear nobody, and I won't broad brush it, I hear almost no one in your industry saying, hey, this isn't right. This isn't the way it works.
Correct. I mean, not at all, quite the opposite. And I'm like, so are we just throwing out the DSM-5 altogether then? We're throwing out the fact that maybe they're oppressed because of a chemical issue or a life issue, you know, a social issue, something that's going on. Are we just throwing out gender dysphoria? I mean, literally right now, if you're listening right now, raise your hand if you have always liked everything about yourself, your body, your everything. Okay. Right? Raise your hand if you wanted to change something. But what if you went to your mom and dad and said, hey, gosh, I hate the way I look. You know, I've got braces and I have acne and my hair is red or whatever. You know, your parents would be, oh, my gosh, Susie, I think you need to be Tom. Right? You laugh at that because that's not what they do. And this is literally what parents are doing. Oh my gosh, maybe you're the wrong sex. How do you get there?
The suicidal ideologies of these kids are off the charts. How do you not affirm them? How do you not help them?
Right, and the suicide ideation that they're feeling has nothing to do. How about, you know, with they're not happy in their gender? How about we take their phones for a month and you go to the mountains? I think that would be worth it. Go somewhere secluded for 30 days as a family and hang out, and see how your kids blossom and develop. Take the dang phone away. That will start it off right there. Because if they're not getting that negative message constantly, then it's going to go away. And if they start getting the positive message of, you know, who they are, and you start talking to them about coping, you and I talk about coping, this yeah. all comes back to that. Because how we are enabling and helping our kids cope, which it's not, is having them change their sex. I mean, that is what they're doing. We're covering it up. We're not allowing them to feel the normal discomfort of growing up and not being comfortable in our skin. That's normal. That's part of growing up. Good grief.
Well, though, it's funny you're saying that because, like you said, we talk about coping. We have been for years. And I've always said the same thing. You parents want to keep covering for your kids. You want to make sure they don't feel any pain, any discomfort. You're willing to do anything. And yet that child fails later on when they're trying to become an adult. They fail in so many things because they don't understand adversity. And when they hit something that gets in their way, they go hide in the closet.
100%.
Yeah.
And this is just an extreme. And this is why I am like, wow, because we have not allowed them to cope, because we keep trying to insert this or that and rescue and rescue and rescue. Now we're at the point like, where I don't know what else to do because we've given them these phones so we can rescue them. Oh, they need a phone. They gotta have a phone. Everyone has a phone. They can't communicate without a phone. They can't be social without a phone. They can't have information without a phone. And so now they've got all of this information that they can't handle. And now it's like, oh my gosh, mom, the phone's not enough. It's not enough. What do you need? Well, the information on this device is saying that I might, you know, not be an actual girl, that I really am a hidden boy. So then the parents are like, okay, great. Let's get you hormone treatment. Let's get you a new outfit. Let's try that. It's like, what? What are you doing? You know, and it's just a dangerous movement because it's so extreme and it's so insane. It truly is insanity on so many levels. So you don't take your child to get new hormones and new body parts because they're telling you they want to kill themselves. That is not how, I literally can hear parents laughing like, Bridget, people aren't doing that. People are doing that. Educators are doing that. School boards are doing that. We've got to help our kids. Come on, you guys.
What's the percentage of the kids that go back, the ones that think they're transgender, if they get a little bit of help and you let it play out, what's the percentage of kids that go back to their, or feel that their original gender?
So that percentage has gone up so much after COVID. So I'm going to look that up and I'm going to stay on
look
with
it
you.
Up. We're coming back.
And then I'm going to let you know.
Bingo. See? It'll come from the expert. They'll believe you. They won't believe me anyhow. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B will join me after or at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. We'll be right back.